federal government is adamant its emissions trading scheme should pass Parliament today, but a large rump of opposition senators is determined to delay the vote to allow the election of a new leader and a new policy direction on climate change. The Liberal Party room will meet tomorrow for a vote on the party's leadership, and so far Tony Abbott remains the only challenger to Malcolm Turnbull. But talk is firming that Joe Hockey will put up his hand, with Peter Dutton running as his deputy. The Prime Minister is on his way to Washington for talks with the US President after the weekend's meeting of Commonwealth leaders. Kevin Rudd will discuss climate change and Afghanistan at the White House, two issues that have dominated the Commonwealth summit. Iran's government has ordered the construction of 10 new uranium enrichment plants, according to state television. The work is expected to begin in 2 months. And Tiger Woods has broken his silence about his car accident. In a statement on his website, he says the situation is embarrassing and a private matter, and he's defended his wife, saying she acted courageously when she saw he was hurt. The golf star says any other assertion is absolutely false. I'll be back with more news later.